Baba Basra, Daf Samachtes, Omud Beis, page 69, side B. So the Gemara explains, Menahan Emili, from where do we learn this din, that even if he says the field and everything that is inside is sold, he does not include the Charuv HaMurkov and the Sadden HaShikma. The Gemara explains, because the Pasuk says, with regards to the purchase of the field of Ephraim by Avraham, in Breishis Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, "Vayokums the Ephraim Asher b'Machpelo v'Goimer," etc. The verse continues there: "Asher lifnei Mamre Hasode v'Hamora Asher Boy v'Chol Ha'Eitz Asher Basode Asher b'Chol Gvuloi Soviv." So that the field of Ephraim that was in the Machpelah, that was before Mamre, the field and the cave that's in it, and all the trees that are in the field that was in that whole property, and all this border around, was all sold. All went to Avraham. And that is that even though they did not explain what is included in the field when they sold the field, because Avraham just said to Ephraim in a language which did not include, he just said, "Nosati kesef asod kach mimeni," I've given the money for the field, take from me. And Ephraim responded to him also in a language, not specifically, but saying, "Eretz arba meis shekel kesef," a land of 400 shekel kesef. And he did not mention what's included in the sale of the land. But nevertheless, he acquired with it all the trees that's in the field. However, the continuation of the pasuk, it says Asher b'chol gvuloi, that's all that's in all of his territory, all in the boundary, that's extra, because it says already v'chol ha'etz asher basoda, all the tree that's in the field. So we know already that the trees that were within the limits and the boundaries of the field were sold. So therefore Rav learns that these words are coming to teach us which trees are included with the field and which are not included. And this is the way the drasha goes: Asher b'chol gvuloi, that is in all of his territory, is not sold, included in the sale of the field. Only mi shetzorich l'gvul saviv, only those that he needs for a boundary around. In other words, trees that the owner's name is not specifically called upon them because they're not important. And in order for a person not to complain that they are his or that they are planted in his property, so the owner of the tree needs to make a boundary around them that they should know that this field is planted within his field. So since they are not important, they are included as part of the field and they're sold with it. But Yotsu Elu, these are excluded. The Charuv HaMurkov and the Sadden HaShikma, she ain't tzrichim legvul. They don't need to make for them a boundary around them, because since they are important trees, the owner's name is upon them, and everybody knows who planted them and where he planted them. And since they are important, so then they are like a field by themselves, and they're not included in the sale of the field. And since we learn from this pasuk that Charuv HaMurkov and Sadden HaShikma are considered as a field by itself, so Memela, we also know that even if he said he v'chol mashe b'toichon mechurin, that she and everything that's in it is sold, so still the Charuv and the Shikma are not included in the sale, because this saying only helps for the matter that you should include in the sale also those uses of the field which are not so permanent in the field, like the stones or the sticks which he hadn't yet prepared for the need of the field. But it does not help to include in it the Charov v'Shikma, which are considered as a field by itself. The Gemara continues to learn from the Pasuk. It seems that it would have been sufficient that the Pasuk should write Nasher b'chol gvuloi. Why does the extra word saviv, Hashem b'chol gvuloi saviv, when all is turned around? Amar Rabbi Sharshia, says Rabbi Sharshia, mekan, from here we learn, lemetzori min ha-Torah, that the boundaries from the Torah, that one who buys a field only also buys the metzorim, the boundaries that are around the field, and the trees that are planted in midst of these boundaries, because the word saviv is understood as Meitzorim, those are the boundaries that are surrounding the field. Now the Gemara explains how one should write the document of the sale of the field. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Hai man de maz bin ara l'chavre, a person who sells a field to his friend, tzarich l'michtav lehi, he has to write in the document of sale, knilach, it should be bought to you and included in the field, is diklim, those are the palm trees, the big palm trees that have been already fully grown, the tolin, and those are the plants that have been planted but have not yet grown, shitilim, v'hutzim v'tzitzim, those are hutzim v'tzitzim, those are type of palm trees, v'afagav d'chila kosev d'hochi, and nevertheless, even if he did not write so in the document, kone, he is kone all these trees, as explained in our Mishnah, afil hochi, nevertheless, we should still write to him because shufru d'shtaru, this is a language makes the power of the document strong. So if the matter will come maybe to a based into a court which makes a mistake, they don't know that even when you sell a field without specification, the trees are included in the sale. So they will give the lekech right in the trees because in this way it's specifically articulated in the shtar. The Gemara brings many ways of saying by selling the field, and it says how one should explain it. First way, Amar Lei, if the seller says to the buyer, I'm going to sell you out of a dikli, a property and palm trees. So his words are explained, as understood, that there are two sales here that are separate. One, he's selling the field with all the palm trees, and then he added also that he's selling him palm trees that he has another place. And therefore, chazinon, we look. He is like dikli, if he has palm trees outside of this field, yoiv le tre dikli, he has to give them two palm trees that he has given him, that he was back with him, because he told him that he sells him the kolim, and the minimal of a plural is two. Vi lesle, if he doesn't have any other palm trees outside of this field, so certainly his intention was to sell these palm trees so that he should acquire it for himself, and therefore zovin le tre dikla, so he should buy him two dekolim. He has to go out and buy him two palm trees and give it to him. So in order, this person shouldn't be amechuser amona, meaning somebody who's not trusted, that you can't trust, lack of trust, because he doesn't stand by what he said. And if he doesn't do so, then he has to deduct from the money that he paid the amount of money for two palm trees. The imishabdi, and if he has palm trees that are enslaved, they're meshubed to somebody who he owes money to, so then the buyer acquired two of the palm trees that were meshubed, and therefore parikle tredikla, he has to redeem him two palm trees from the enslavement of the one who owes money and give it to him. What's the other way? If he says to the buyer, I'm going to sell you arobidikle, a field with the palm trees that's in it. So chazino, then we see. He is badikle, if in the field there are palm trees, zivina. So then the deal is a good deal. Vimlav. And if there isn't in the field any palm trees, mekachtosu. So this, it's a mistaken deal. And the deal is off, because he bought the field on the understanding that there were palm trees there. A third way, if he says to the buyer, I'm selling you arabedikli, a field that is fit for palm trees, lesledikli, then he is not, he doesn't have any palm trees, he doesn't have to give to the buyer any palm trees. And even if in the field there is no palm trees, the deal is set, because he didn't tell him that he's selling him a field that has palm trees, but only that is fit. But the chazil dikla kamarle, he just told him that a field that is fit for palm trees. Now, what happens if he tells an omarle, he says to the buyer, I'm selling you lebar medikla planya, outside, except from this particular palm tree, chazino, then we see. I dikla tovahu, if the palm tree that he left over is a good palm tree that produces a kav of dates, shiura shayda, then he, what he left over, that he left over that palm tree, he left it over for himself, but the other palm trees he sold, because we're saying that we assume that his intention was to leave for himself some of the fruit of his field to enjoy them. But e dikla bishu, but if the palm tree that he leaves over is a bad one that doesn't produce even a kav, the measure of kav of dates, called shikain hanoch, so for sure that all the other palm trees that are better than it, that he had left over for himself. Because his intention was to say that even this palm tree, which is bad, he's leaving for himself. And of course he wants the better ones. And the first fifth situation, Amar Lei, if he says to him, the seller says to the buyer, that the field is sold to you, Lebar Mi Ilone, with the exception of the trees that's in it. So then we see, I Islay Ilone, if there are in the field trees, fruit trees like olives, figs, or apples, then it's sold, Lebar Mi Ilone, with sides, with exception of these trees. But however, the palm trees and the vines that are in it are not left over for the seller, because they are not referred to as trees, as will be explained later on, but only the regular trees. But I Islay Dikle, but if he has in the field only palm trees, so then it's sold besides Lebar Mi Dikle, with the exception of the palm trees that's in it. And although that, because of the importance of the palm trees, we do not normally call them trees, but nevertheless, since in the field we don't have any other trees, so definitely when he said, with the exception of trees, his intention was to leave the palm trees for himself. And likewise, I Islay Gufni, if he has in the field only vines, then it's sold Lebar Megufni, with the exception of the vines that's in it. And although that these vines, people are not normally used to calling them trees, stam, because of their importance, but nevertheless, since in the field there are no other trees, so certainly his intention was to leave over the vines for himself. But if in the field is also ilone, other kinds of trees that produce other fruit, vigufne, and also vines, then everything is sold, even the vines, lebar mi ilone, with the exception of the trees of other kinds of fruit. Because generally, when gefanim, when you